Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Bishop Lorenzo Crawford. We're here again, Blog Talk Radio. Name of the ministry is Thank You, Jesus Christ Ministry. I'm your host, Bishop Lorenzo Crawford. And like I always say, if you have any monetary donations, please send it to Lorenzo Crawford, 59@gmail.com. If you have a PayPal account, please send it to Lorenzo Crawford, 59@gmail.com. You want to send it the old way? You're more than welcome to send it to P.O. Box 38389385, Chicago, Illinois, 60638. Thank you. We're going to go and get started and get in prayer. Then we're going to get started with our broadcast, hoping that God will continually bless and keep you, is my prayer. And continue to guide us and direct us in the way we should go. That's what the scripture says. He trained us up in the way we should go. So not just the children, but us, as adult people. Train us up in the way we should go. And he wants to go in the way of holiness. And without holiness shall no man or woman see the Lord. Holiness is the place that God is driving us to holiness, the lifestyle, holiness. Without nobody see the Lord. So if you want to see the Lord, we got to live holy. Amen. So let us continue down that holy path. And so we can be a blessing to ourselves and be a blessing to others. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, if anybody has any prayer requests, anything, just lay your hands on the phone or your mobile device or whatever you're using to listen to the broadcast, and we're going to believe God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we just thank you for your goodness and mercy. We ask you to continue to guide and keep us, direct us. We ask you to watch over us, give your angels charge over us to keep us. We need your favor and your guidance in our life continually, Father. And we thank you so much in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer. We ask you, Father, if you will keep your hand not only on us, but bless our loved ones, the people that's in our lives that need your help. But they don't know they need your help. They don't even have a clue. But bless them, Father, and have mercy on them, and help them and strengthen them, that they may learn how to walk faithful with all their hearts. And we give you all the praise and honor, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, we are in Blog Talk Radio, and I'm hoping that this ministry will be a blessing to many. And one thing about the truth, sometimes people get offended because of the truth. But nevertheless, the truth got to be told. Somebody going to teach the truth. You got people teaching lies, and you got people teaching truth. And the truth is God's word. God's word is the truth. After all said and done, God's word is the truth. So we're going to trust and we're going to believe God that he will do what he said. Be encouraged. God knows how to fix things and make things right. So be encouraged. Let's go into the Word of God. I listened to a few people today, and we have a problem in the church world today. The problem is nobody wants to step down. Nobody wants to step down. Not take down, but step down. You put them in charge, they want to stay in charge. You put them as a leader, they want to stay a leader. You ask them to step down. Some people get offended about stepping down. Not too many people out there trying to be an example in stepping down. You have very few people who step down. So we got a problem. And the only way you can get that problem fixed is through Christ. We ain't gonna be able to pray it out. We ain't gonna just pray it out. We ain't gonna just fast it out. We gotta take initial steps and step down. So that being said, who's gonna be the first? It's gonna take Jesus. And Jesus alone. We got a problem here. I see a lot of women, they call themselves bishops. And it's not in the scriptures. The men ordain them as bishops. And they figure because the men or people ordain them as bishops, it is so. The only thing is so is God's word. That's the only thing is so. Everything else is not written in stone. God's word is written in stone. He gave it to Moses. We took it from stone and put it into black and white and paperback. But nevertheless, it's still God's word. So I'm going to read this to you and we'll talk about it. We're in 1 Timothy chapter 3. I'm going to start with verse 1. Okay. So you can follow along or you can listen. This is a true saying. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. The Bible says, if a man desires the office, if a man desires the office of a bishop, if a man, it didn't say if a woman. We're not going to compare ourselves to the world, or we're not going to be like the world. The world needs to be like us. We are examples. We show the world how to conduct themselves. But these years, these past years, we've been following the world. Women take charge and the world get excited about that. Women are in this authority and that authority, and the world get excited about that. And then you got the Catholic world, the priests, and the women are having a problem because they can't step into that office. So they start another chapter, and they go right ahead and do what they do. And just because you start another chapter or you got people following you, the Bible said that gain is not godliness. You may think it's right, but I'm going to tell you something. At the end, the Bible is right. When you think you're right, God only gonna honor his word. And his word is so that even Satan honor his word. Satan don't honor nothing else but God's word. Now, mind you, I didn't say he's gonna obey God's word. I didn't say that he's gonna apply God's word to his life. He just honor God's word. There's a difference. You honor something, you respect it. You show dignity. Not saying that he don't show dignity in regards to applying it. You know, he ain't not going to apply because he can't. He's a devil. He's a liar from the beginning. So when I say honor, that means when God's presence comes, everybody honors. Everybody bow. All knees bow. All tongues confess. Even devils. They bow because who he is and what he is. He's not just a king. The Bible says he's a great king. And that's why they kneel down to him. They can do it any other way they would, but they can't. When Jesus Christ was going to the cross, he let his disciples know he's going to be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And the heart is where the king lived. He didn't go to the left leg or the right leg. People said they saw the left leg of hell. Hell is like a body. He didn't go to the east. So he went to the heart where the king was at. And the king is in the heart. Just like the United States. Our heart is Washington, D.C. That's why our laws and our precepts established. Each nation got a heart. And the heart is where the king sits. And the king make his decrees, make his laws. And his laws does not change or alter. Now, if man's laws don't change or alter, how much more God? So, people are, because you got men out there, bishops that, I heard a man, a bishop there, he said he got a husband, he's married to a man. So just because he's married to a man, that don't make it right. A lot of people are doing a lot of things. But like one scripture said, you made with your tradition, you made the word of God of none effect. But nevertheless, God's word still has power. You can go home and you can go on and do what you will and do what you think is right. But one scripture said there's a way which seemeth right, but the end is death. See, it seems right to you, but you can get a few people to stand with you in doing it. And one scripture say, though hand join in hand, you can shake and agree with it. It's still wrong. All these women are not Deborah. Everybody you talk to, everybody's a Deborah. They want to be Deborah. No, they don't want to step down. Somebody exalted them and put them in leadership, and they don't want to step down. At least Deborah had the spirit. She was willing to step down. They're not Deborah. They're not listening to God. They, like I told one man, they went further. They went to ordain themselves as bishops. Female bishops, female apostles. They wouldn't did it. But this is the time we're living in. Nobody wants to step down. It's wrong. It is wrong. God did not ordain us. This is ordained by man. Just like the Pharisees and Sadducees. A lot of things they were doing, it was ordained by man. And Jesus said, because it's your tradition, you made the word of God none effect. And that's what's going on today. But when they cross over on the other side, they'll see. Only thing is honored is God's word. Those devils, those demons, satanic or whatever you want to call it, They only honor God's word. And Jesus Christ is God's word in the flesh. They only honor him. And this is what God laid on my heart. Well, people are going to say, well, you said God laid on your heart. They don't mean God really laid on it. They don't mean that he come from God because you said it. And I hear them say that. So I'm not going to fight with them. I'm not going to get in an argument with them. I'm going to do what God told me to do. Preach the word. The Bible says this is a true thing. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good word. Then he begins to describe what a bishop should be and what a bishop should do and what the characteristics of a bishop. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, and apt to teach. not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his house, his own house, not her own house. She may be in charge of her own house, but God didn't ordain her as a bishop. God, these men ordained her. And he ordained her. But it ain't right. Having his children in subjection with all gravity, say his children. Not her children, but his children. But if a man knoweth not, if a man, you say a woman, emphasizing the male in the scripture. This is 1, 2, 3, 4 verses, 5 verses, 6 verses. So God is confirming it with 6 verses because the Bible is saying in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let every word be established. This is 6 verses. That's more than 2 or 3. This is 6 verses. Then he speaks about in the 8th verse, likewise must the deacon be grave, not double-tongued, not given to too much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of a faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. The deacon office is just as holy as the bishops. Different office, but to God. Then verse 12 says, let the deacons be the husbands of one wife. Even the deacons must be men. This is what God's word says. So I know a lot of pastors ordaining women as deacons and ordaining women as bishops. Because they see it. Ain't no men. Mm-mm. That makes God a lie. If it ain't no men, that makes God a lie. Because Jesus said, go and be fishers of men. Jesus said that. You shall be fishers of men. So there are men. A lot of times, people want to choose to use women. And then since the woman has been there from the beginning, they want to say, okay, I'm going to do this and this to you because it ain't right for me to put somebody else over you and you because you're a female. And that's how they feel. They feel they think it's injustice, but it's not injustice because God made her as a servant from the beginning. God did that, not man. God did that. Eve wanted to be more than what God made her, so she ate first. She ate first because she heard something from the devil or from the serpent. She heard something. So if I get this here, I'm going to be a god. I mean, I'm going to be over Isaac. Excuse me, over Adam. Adam was there. But she said, if I eat this first, that means I'm going to be in charge. So that spirit to be ruler of a man was there in the Garden of Eden. Because he said, the serpent told her, that you're going to be gods. So she wanted to eat first. Why? Because she wanted to be God. She wanted to be over Adam. She liked that. That sounds pretty good there. Man, I'm going to be over Adam. Because the serpent told her, if you eat this, you're going to be gods. Knowing good and evil. You're going to be gods. He may have said some other things while he was in the garden. But God addressed that matter. Because he, you know, when the devil talk a lie, he talking his own. Because when he talks a lie, he said, I'm going to ascend to heights. I'm going to be on the side of the north. I'm going to be God. And then he got disappointed when he found out he couldn't be God. So now he just told the same lie to Eve. You're going to be gods. So if I'm going to be God, I'm going to be over Adam. Just like Satan want to be over God. I'm going to be this and that. I'm going to do this and that. I'm going to be like the Most High. And see, the thing about the Most High and Satan is something different there. Satan was created. The Most High, self-existent. If somebody created him, that means somebody is over him. And he wasn't created. The Most High, self-existent. He decided to make angels. He decided to do this and that. When he got good and ready, I don't know how long he'd been out there before he decided to make angels. He could have been out there a zillion times a zillion. Time billions and billions before he decided to make an angel. Then when he did make an angel, the angel decided, hey, I'm going to be better than you. How are you going to be better than your creator? So the lie he told to himself and the angels, he told the same lie to Eve. You're going to be over Adam. You're going to be like God. And she took on to that lie. How do you know? It's in the scripture. She said, the serpent beguiled me. See? She said, the serpent beguiled me. If you wouldn't listen to him, he wouldn't have beguiled you. You wouldn't listen to him. So the serpent is beguiling these women, telling these women, they over men. When God put man over everything, serpent beguiled them. That's right. And now they think they're in charge. But God got something here that's going to show to them they ain't in charge. And that thing is risen up. That's right. And he's going to let them know they ain't in charge. But, you know, God has to let a thing go on because it was in their heart to rule over man. See, God just allowed things to happen because he's showing you what's in your heart. You want to rule over man. So, you know, if I tell you to step down, you're not going to step down. You're going to keep plugging and keep going at it. So God let you go head on because it's in your heart. He told one man, he said, what thou doest, do quickly. It's in your heart. Go ahead on and do it. I tried to talk to you. You can bet Jesus tried to reason with him. Because he said, ain't his will, then none should perish. So he tried to talk to that man. But it was in that man. But that man, he was sold to do that wrong thing. And the Bible said, Jesus said, what thou doest, do quickly. Go ahead on and do it. Because you want to do it. Go ahead on and do it. I tried to tell you, don't go that path. Don't go down that road. Don't go down that way, but you insist, so go ahead on. And he went on down there, and his end was bitter. And all these women, the end's going to be bitter. They chose to take this authority, which God did not give them. God did not give them. You can go to any preacher, and you can get 10,000 people to agree with you, but the word of God does not agree with it. God didn't put these women over. You call them different names. You can call them any kind of name you want. Assistant, deaconess, co-pastor, all of this and that. You can call them all them names. But God didn't ordain all of this. No, he did not. They choose that. You got women out here passing their husband behind them because she wants to lead him. She wants to lead him. It's just how it is. Don't want to be subject to him. Vessie did not want to be subject to her husband. She wants to be in charge. Everybody not like Jezebel, but some are. Some got the spirit of Vessie. She married to him, but I ain't going to obey him. I ain't got to obey him. Who is you that I got to come to you? And some ain't like Vessie. Some just like Eve. Some just Somebody told you, God told me that you're going to be a preacher. You're going to bring many people. God said this and God said that. God also said, be still and know that I'm God. God also said, obey your husband. You don't hear none of them women. Think about it. All these preaching women, none of them talks about submitting to the man. You would notice that. None of them talk about obeying your husband. None of them talking about being subject to the man. You don't hear them. You can turn them on TV night and day, day and night. They will not talk about their scripture. I talk to a woman that preaches all the time, and she told me what I read about being a bishop. She said, that ain't in the Bible. Yes, it is. She said, show me. I said, you're going to read your Bible. Well, anybody told her, well, see, that's what it means. She said, nobody told her. You ain't got nobody to tell you. Go read the Bible. But they don't want to read their Bible. They want to do what they want to do. And like Christ said, what thou doest, do quick. Go ahead and do your thing. But you're going to pay after a while. Because whatever in the Word of God is not going to stand. I don't care how many women out here call themselves deacons, bishops, apostles, and this and that. And you got a million people following you. God is going to deal with you according to his word. And that is how it is. His word is not going to change. My word is forever settled in heaven. God's word is a light. And if you're doing those things, you are in darkness. You think you belong to God, but you don't. I know they told you, and you got people saved, and you minister to people. But the word of God is above all of that. Nothing matters if you die and go to hell. What do a prophet to gain a million people and get them in church and lose your soul? What do a prophet to gain the whole world and lose your soul? You got all these people, you say you got them saved, and they living right. But you lose your soul because you're not abiding in God's word. He said, abide in my word. His word is not going to change. It's not going to change. You can test it. You can go and pull some of this stuff out. His word is going to surface up. Go ahead on. I'm telling you, it's wrong because God said it's wrong. One sister told me, we can pray for the sinners. I said, God didn't tell me to pray. And he said, no, she said, pray for the world. That's what it was. And I said, God didn't tell me to pray for the world. But I pray for who you are ministering to. If you out there ministering to certain people, I will pray for them that God will touch their hearts. But Jesus said, I pray not for the world, but for them that thou may keep them from the evil. So I don't pray for the world, but the world is lost. Won't pray for a fornicator for us so he can be a better fornicator? Mm-mm. So I'm just letting you know, this was holding back the church. This church want to be in charge. The church men, the females, sisters, wants to be in charge. And God said, not so. But they said, ain't nobody, ain't no men in church. So that's what the devil put in their minds and hearts. So they're going to say, okay, well, I'm going to step up. I'm going to do it. And then they want to know what's going on, why the church is not producing the souls of men. Because you're backwards. Because you're backwards. God didn't call women to go out there and win the men. God called the men to win the world. And that's just how it is. Can't change what the word of God, you can't change. I don't care what the world say. God's word stands. We'll continue with it. You have a pleasant day, and God be with you.